Welcome back. Welcome back. My name is Marcia Terry. I'm your host of the Trials of Life podcast. And here we are on another episode. I'm going to invite you to like, subscribe, share the podcast, and even drop a comment. If you've been listening for the last few weeks, I'm really interested in your insights, your takeaways, what you have found useful about what we've talked about today. So today's topic is called self-care in small doses, tips for busy women. One of the things that I hear the most from women is that I am so busy, I don't have time for self-care, or I don't know how you do that, Marcia. How do you get up in the morning and do all those things before you go to work? Or I just don't have time to do that. That's just not something that I can figure out into my schedule. And for me, my self-care has become for real a non-negotiable. It's something that I don't do it consistently every single day. I'm just going to be honest with you on that respect. But I am pretty consistent 5 days of the week, 4 to 5 days a week. I go through a certain process because that's how I take care of me. I feel like, you know, when people say I'm busy, it's like a new catchphrase to say I'm being productive, or, you know, I'm managing my time very well. And I'm not throwing shade on anybody who says that. I just think that sometimes we can mistake being busy for being productive. And that's not always the case. So if you find yourself saying, I'm so busy, I don't have the time, I invite you to reassess what it is that are you really doing with your time that you can't invest 5, 10, 15 minutes into yourself consistently to take care of who you are. Like, what are you really doing? So I also want to share that self-care doesn't have to be this big, elaborate setup. Some people don't have the time to do all that. Put out the yoga mat, light the candle, spray the room. All of that is great if you can. But if you can't, don't get caught up in those things that you can't do. Just hone in and figure out, okay, this is what I can do. And I can do this consistently every day for 15 minutes without it disrupting my day too much. I promise you that if you invest the time, the energy, the resources to take that 5, 10 minutes a day, your life will change exponentially. So I read the other day and it said, when your intention is clear, so is the way. So what is your true intentions about your self-care? What do you want? What do you want to do? Like, what is it that you're trying to achieve? And then why do you want to do that? Why do you want to have, you know, be a person who prioritizes their self-care? What is a feeling that you want to evoke when you do this? How do you want to feel? Do you want to feel good? Do you want to feel rested? Do you want to feel clear? Do you want to feel uplifted? Do you want to feel happy? How do you want to feel because you've taken the time out to invest in yourself? I think those are some good questions to help guide your intention, because if you're not super clear on self-care, then it becomes really clouded. You start doing one thing, you're not really sure that you can commit to that, and then you start doing something else, and then you feel down about yourself because you don't stay committed to the process. So I invite you today to kind of map out, why do you want to be a person that practices self-care on a regular basis? And so that's why. How do you want to feel once you've done this? What are you looking to feel like? Okay, so I'm going to share with you some tips that I have come up with, or that I share with my clients regarding self-care, that, again, not the same, oh, go get a massage, no, we ain't talking about all that. All of that is wonderful, but that's not what we're talking about today. What we're talking about is being intentional. Something that I teach my clients is about having a mindful meal time. What is a mindful meal time? So as you know, myself, I have 2 children. I'm a mother. Well, I just said I had 2 kids, and I'm married. I run a business. And I also do this podcast. And so it is sometimes really challenging to find the time to eat properly, number one, and healthy, balanced meals. I mean, I know that's a lot of people out there. Or just to really sit down and eat. One of the things that I tell my son all the time when he's eating is, sit down, honey. You're not in a rush to go anywhere, okay? I think a lot of us, we eat on the go. We're eating in our car. We're eating while we're getting ready for work in the morning. If you're eating at all, you're eating while you're sitting at your desk, or you're just always in a hurry to eat. So if you embrace this concept of mindful eating, you would be surprised at the dramatic difference in how you feel overall. And this is a way of inviting self-care into your life. So what does that mean? That means that, let's just say, maybe it's not going to be breakfast, but maybe it can be lunch. So you're not at home with your family, but you're at work. And, you know, you can take 20 minutes to eat your food. So I want you to be conscious about the time. So if you took 20 minutes to eat your food, what does that look like? Some might be saying, what? 20 minutes to eat a meal? You've got to be kidding me. Yes, 20 minutes to eat your meal. That means that you're chewing your food. That means that you're sitting down, number one, in a stable place. So you're not driving. So you're sitting in a stable place. You have your area set up nice and neat and clean. And you're taking the time to chew your food. I know as a kid, I was taught, chew your food 32 times. You know, maybe you can't chew your food for 32 times, but take your time to actually savor and taste the flavors of the food that you're eating. You ain't watching anything, you know, maybe you are might be reading a book, but you're not like working. It is time to savor and enjoy your food. You'll be surprised at, number one, how much less food you consume because you've taken 20 minutes to eat your meal. And you'll be surprised at how well you're able to digest your food because you've taken 20 minutes to eat your meal. Okay? So mindful mealtime is a way of taking some time out to enjoy your food, eat your food, digest your food, and feel good about yourself. Now, you might not have thought that is self-care, but it is, because most of us are so busy, we don't take that kind of time. And I'm going to even add to that. I know, you know, especially during the holidays, you know, if you're hosting, generally as a woman, well, I'm just going to speak for myself. I kind of eat last. Everybody else is sitting around the table. My kids got the food. My husband got his food. You know, our guests all have their food. And then you sit down last. Anybody else can identify with that? Here's a little hack. Rather than eating your food last, I'm going to suggest that you eat first. Yeah. Eat something first. You may not consume a whole entire plate, and you may not have time to take 20 minutes in that moment to eat. But I'm going to really encourage you to eat food first before anybody else sits down. Yeah, it sounds a little selfish. It sounds a little crazy. But to me, when I found that I do that, I'm actually a much better host. I can be a lot more attentive to my guests. I'm more attentive to my children. I don't get hangry. So even going to take that step, I'm going to take it a step further by encouraging you to eat your food first. I know some people are freaking out on me saying never, but just try it and see what happens. How do you really want to feel? You want to feel full and nourished just like everybody else. You don't want to go through your meal and be hurried and then you're not really enjoying it. No, you really want to try to do that. So if you can take the 20 minutes to consume your food, that's awesome. Another tip for self-care, for especially for busy women, is to get up from your desk 20 to 30 minutes from your workstation every 20 to 30 minutes. And here's why I say this. Now, my husband is a doctor of physical therapy. I mentioned we have two boys. And during the pandemic, right at the beginning, when everybody was home and kids were home from school and nobody knew what was going on, and our younger son, who's 14, you know, found himself sitting at his desk every single day on his computer. So you can't imagine like what that does to your body because you're in this certain posture, in this pose like every day. So he's just young. So now fast forward how many, you know, 3-4 years later in this post era that we're living in. And we've noticed that his legs are super tight. Now he's athletic, he's played football, he runs track, but his legs are super tight. And what does that come from? It's come from all of that time that he spent sitting at his computer, doing his schoolwork. So that's why I encourage you to get up from your desk if you have the ability and walk around every 20 to 30 minutes, okay? Stretch your legs. And even if you can't walk around your office space or go outside and get the fresh air, just stand up and move. Stretch your back, stretch your arms, just get some movement going on inside your body. That is an element of self-care. Another way that I could suggest, and I think this is amazing because we just did this last night. So yesterday, my husband and I, we decided that we were going to declutter our room. And it's been a while. I clean my room regularly, but to go in and like move the bed and move the side table and like clear everything out. I mean, we moved all kinds of stuff outside of our room. It was crazy. We spent the whole day because when things started, it led to something else and so on and so forth. And then we changed the sheets. Now, I change my sheets regularly on my bed. I do it at least once a week. But sometimes you can get into a habit where you just put on the same two or three sheets on your bed all the time, or maybe one set. I am going to highly recommend, if you can invest in some quality sheets and quality bath towel and face cloth. So we changed the sheets on our bed because we cleaned out our room and we put on these sheets that we've not put on our bed in a very long time. My husband woke up, he's like, felt like I was sleeping in a hotel. We changed, number one, the direction of our bed, and the sheets were so comfortable. That is an element of self-care. Because why? If you get a restful sleep, how do you feel in the morning? You feel good. You feel refreshed. You feel like you can take on the day. Guess what? Today, I did take on the day because I slept really well. So invest in good sheets. Invest in a good pillow. Make sure you have the proper mattress. Take the time, you know, even if you have to save the funds to do so. I cannot tell you how important it is for us to get proper rest at night. And it's not just from sleeping in a bed, but it's the sheets, the pillows. It's, you know, the lighting, and making sure that your room smells good and is comfortable to you. Okay. All of those are an element of self-care. Another way that I'm going to suggest is to spend quality time with your friends. Now, you might be a person who says, Marsha, I go out with my friends all the time and we, you know, cut it up and we chop it up and we have a good time. Do that more. And when you're with your friends, just get off your phone. I was out on the weekend and I don't know, maybe it's because I'm not old enough. I'm in a different demographic of people. But we went out with some friends on the weekend and we went to this place where it kind of was like a club, but not really, because there was no dance floor. There was a live band. And so we were just hanging out there and having a good time. All the music was in Spanish, so I wasn't singing a thing. Everybody there for the most part was having a good time. And then I kind of like observe the room, because that's what I do. And I saw people that were there with their phones and they're kind of like, I guess they were taking selfies or something like that. And I was like, now how is that? And they're at a group of other people. And I noticed it. I'm not, again, throwing shade on anybody. But how about when we go out with our friends that we make a decision to be present in the moment? How would that change the dynamics of the conversation? How would I get to know more about you and you get to know more about me because we're fully invested in the conversation? I'm not saying you can't take a group photo and you can't share it or take pictures of your food or whatever, but once all of that is said and done, put your phones down and be intentional about the time that you're taking with your friends. You're going to come away from that experience feeling refreshed, feeling invigorated. You're going to laugh and everybody's going to be all into the conversation. And all that does for you is release these positive endorphins throughout your body that is going to make you feel good. So these are some tips that I believe that can help you invest in your self-care that are so simple and so easy to do and easy to implement into your life. And they will make a dramatic difference on how you feel. Because let's be honest, what is self-care about anyways? It is about how you want to feel. And so if we are not taking the time to kind of be intentional about it, to be thoughtful about it, then how are you really going to feel good? You're not. You're really not. So I'm going to invite you again to like, share, and subscribe the podcast. And coming up in a few weeks, I'm going to be hosting a webinar. Yes, I said it. I'm actually going out on a limb by even saying this today. But I'm going to be hosting a webinar called A Masterful Morning and how you can really cultivate a masterful morning as a part of your daily routine. And even though it is called A Masterful Morning, I believe the principles that I'm going to teach you are, you can make them applicable whether you do them in the morning, in the evening, in the middle of your day. But it's important that you apply these principles so that you can get the best out of your day and you're consistent in what you do. So again, I want to thank you for being here today. Make sure you like, subscribe, drop a comment, and tell me which tip that I shared with you that you're going to implement into your self-care regime. You have an amazing day, and I'll see you next week on the Trials of Life podcast. Take care.